Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, July 26, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Believers push to include religious freedom in North Korea's arms talks. A Bridge of Hope gives real hope to needy kids in India. And building a beginning in Malawi leads to new decisions for Christ. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Today in Beijing, world leaders are in talks over North Korea's ambitious nuclear weapons program. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says North Korea's regime leaders see Christianity as a great threat to their power. That's why this is a good time for believers to speak out while the world leaders are together.
What Open Doors and others are urging is that they all not only look at the nuclear program in North Korea, but also at the human rights and religious freedom violations. North Korea stands number one on the World Watch list put out by Open Doors.
North Korea has headed the list as the world's worst persecutor of Christians for 3 years running. Even so, Dykstra says their support of the local church will continue.
I know ministry is happening in North Korea. In fact, we know that it's expanding. And just like in China, where there's house churches and great ministry going on.
Next, parents from various backgrounds are allowing their kids to learn about Christ in India. MNN's Greg Gutter reports from the tsunami zone.
It's Gospel for Asia's Bridge of Hope program. GFA's Brother Ebenezer says that there are 240 clubs reaching more than 20,000 kids, but these centers weren't operating in the tsunami zones.
There was opposition in this place. After the tsunami, we started 20 centers all along the coast of South India to take care of the children of the tsunami-affected people.
As some opposition continues, you can sponsor a child for $28, giving these kids a chance both physically and spiritually.
They are learning Christian songs and even Bible verses, and every day they are hearing stories that tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, and stories that encourage them to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
Medical care, school tuition, food, and more are also provided. Pray that the opposition ends. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Tamil Nadu, India.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In Burkina Faso, where poverty is high and medical care is vital, Christians are meeting needs of more than 1,000 people each month who can't afford medical treatment.
We're able to take glasses over our last trip, 5,000 pair, and getting ready to send another 5,000 pair of glasses over so people can get glasses and see. Pastor there that we work with, he's just excited that they're able to read the word then.
Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says their medical and eye clinics have opened doors to share the gospel.
There's a Christian counselor on hand that is there available to talk to people about Christ and just share. The reason that the clinic's even there is to help them physically, but also to help them spiritually.
A vocational training center is also being built, which Yoder says will provide even more opportunities for ministry.
It was exciting to see how excited they were about doing more to evangelize with young people. They want us to come alongside them and just continue to help them do the things they're already doing, but they are excited about sharing Christ with others. And people are responding.
Meanwhile, upon invitation by Rwandan President Paul Kagame, Rick Warren of Purpose Driven Ministries was recently asked to discuss creating a purpose-driven church and society there. Thousands of Christians gathered to celebrate the launch of Purpose Driven's Global Peace Plan in Rwanda. Warren and Kagame agree that the church plays a strategic role in carrying out the peace plan. And a Team Missions team just finished work in rural Malawi, building an AIDS orphan rescue unit. While out in the villages, they had several opportunities to present the gospel to the children. When word got out about the group of Americans in the area, people kept coming to hear what they had to say. As a result, 90 people came to Christ. Pray for good discipleship as the nationals face great hardship. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.